Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
2017 has arrived, and Bell Ringer 30 coming up the 11th and 12th of January. Going to be broadcast live out of Denver by Superior Livestock on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. On Wednesday, January 11th, I feature yearling cattle. On Thursday, January 12th, weaned calves. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Bell Ringer 30 coming the 11th and 12th of January. Don't miss it.
Cattle futures finished today quite strong here, $1.20 to $2.05 higher on the feeder cattle. Live cattle, $1.40 to $1.95 higher. So both of those finished today quite strong. The majority of the strength came right on the very end of the trading day. Starting early this morning, the markets were actually lower and then excelled throughout the day. Quite a large run at Oklahoma City today, 11 to 12,000 head expected there. And then at the close today, choice was down $1.11 at $197.70. So a little bit disappointing there on the choice box beef market. Select up 43 at $193.65. And that really tightens that choice select spread down to 405, which is the tightest it's been in 3 or 4 years, I believe. So that's interesting to see that the lower end cuts have really improved versus the higher end. And then the feeder cattle index is at a premium to the market here. The January futures are currently at 129.27, while the index is 133.31. So about a $4 difference in between the feeder cattle index. And as we've seen over the last couple of months, the front end seems to rally at the very end of the time. We've got about 2.5 weeks until the January expires. So we'll be watching that. It is already at a premium to where the March is currently at.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today were strong across the board. The corn were up 2 cents. December 17 corn, 387, up 1.5. The beans were the leader here, up about 10 cents, with March at 10.04 and 3 quarters back above $10. And then the wheat continues to impress, up 4 to 5 cents. Exports this morning were disappointing for wheat at 260,000 metric tons. We were looking for 300 to 500. Corn and beans both higher than guessed at 876,000 metric tons for corn, 1.457 million metric tons for beans. Again, both of those were higher than expected. And then two announcements on sales, 112,000 of corn and 120,000 of hard red winter wheat, both of those to unknown destinations. And then on the 12th, we've got the next USDA monthly report. The big one will be the winter wheat seedings. Winter wheat's expected to be somewhere around 34 million, where the USDA thinks a little over 36 million. So a drop in the winter wheat seedings, hard red 24.5, 25. We're expecting 26.5, and then the soft red somewhere around 5.5, 5.7. And last month, or the USDA is at 6.02. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.